Welcome to Runchins and Dragons!
Hi guys, my name is Q, and I am the voice of Aurum, your drow warlock.
Hi, this is Pedro, the voice of Sailor Jerry, the rock gnome wizard.
Hi, this is Kenny, I am the voice of Torg, the ranger halfling.
Hey guys, this is Caesar, the voice of Pulsh, our dwarf cleric.
Hi, this is Brandon, voice of Damien, the halfling paladin.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
So Aurum and Damien.
As you wake up, I look at you and go, motherfucker. Pass me the paper.
Just forcibly put it in his hand. You son of a bitch.
Okay.
So it's Aurum and who?
Damien.
All right, well, guys.
Is...
Have we gone through 14 cans? Is that everything that we've done?
Yeah.
What?
You're back right there.
Yeah, wow. Picture,
plus the bottle, plus the cans are open right now.
Yeah.
Half of those are me.
Oh. Yes, they are.
Half of those were Damien.
You drinker,
not.
You.
Are you monster.
So. Okay, is Theric still awake for us, or is he resting already?
Yeah, Theric is still awake.
Theric is still awake.
Now, you notice that he's almost staying awake vigilantly, sitting over Mikra's body.
Hmm. I read Torg's message.
You won't rest?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No. Just like a barbarian, bro. He ain't gonna rest.
Sure. I read the message that Torg.
I write down everything that was told to me by this fucking guy.
Okay.
P.S. Please share with group. Pass it along.
I look at I go to Theric.
Yeah, even Gorin kind of like whatever he missed, like he fills you in.
Oh, so Gorin
this
tells me.
Motherfucker. Yeah. He's awake.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
I did perception.
He don't sleep.
I did perception. You should have told me this motherfucker was awake.
He's not part of anything out of the ordinary anymore.
Yeah, he's technically part of our group. I look to Theric and I say...
You see that Damien's kind of moved over and sat next to him.
Okay. I apologize for what has happened to you and your mate. As I understand it, you were lied to.
It is not your fault.
I wish that I could agree. Or it seems...
Did you share the note with me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, so you know all the information. All right. For it seems that you were in search of me.
But I am here for Aurum.
And you are now upon him.
But Aurum is a female drow.
No, that's the shapeshifter. Shapeshifting and lying to you, you can ask my friend Damien here.
That is Aurum. I have no way to prove, but only my word.
But you just said you have no way to prove this is Aurum.
But there's only my word.
And I was told by an archmage that Aurum was a female drow.
And the archmage
is a bitch!
The archmage Fae?
Fae.
The archmage Fae Dorvenzil, the first council of the Immortal Prince, the last matron of the Order of Magistrates, architect of the Gateways, founding member of the Order of the Lighthouse, and the last historian of the Second Age. That Fae?
Yes, the very same Fae. You know her.
We are very good friends, and that is Aurum.
I actually hired Faye. In a way.
I don't understand.
She's the one who gave us the journal.
Yes, but we also gave her the journal.
Because she sent us back in time.
Wibbly wobbly time.
Just know that...
Time travel's like a rug, really.
You Doctor Who music right now.
Yeah. I don't understand why Faye would have given you such knowledge or given you such false information as we just saw Faye.
It could have been a different Faye who misgendered you rudely.
I guess. But I feel... I have a familiarity with some of the people that are here that makes me feel like this would be maybe a mission we don't remember. But my point is, we just saw Faye what would have been a day and a half ago. Took us a day to get to the fire when we got into the encounter.
That's when we were dealing with Faye.
Then you, sir, or one of us, has been, dare I say, bamboozled.
where did you meet Faye?
Cove City.
Was this Faye... Did you notice that this Faye decided to write things down? Was following some sort of manual?
Did Faye have a book?
No.
No.
No. She carried no books.
But she mentioned Orym. And specifically?
Orym, yes.
Any other names?
No.
Describe her?
She had long, flowing black hair done in a side braid. She had regal-looking clothing with marks of the Cove City Council.
Okay. May I ask you? You said you were to help the female Orym.
Yes.
With what?
With the traps.
Traps set for what?
To thwart anyone from going into the tower.
And you were to help disassemble the traps.
Deal with them, yes. I have a certain set of skills.
I'm not sure what is happening here. And I apologize. My memory isn't what it used to be.
Maybe Faye dyed her hair.
Yeah, so Faye wanted you to disseminate...
David says that, and you hear Cole snort in his sleep.
So Faye told you to help the female Orym remove the traps to be able to get access to the towers?
Yes.
Different timelines?
Was it to destroy the towers?
Yes, to unlock its potential.
What is do you know the potential?
No. Faye did not trust me with that information.
Understandably. Were you to help Orym have access to all the towers?
Well, this one is the first tower, yes.
It seems it's almost destroyed already, so did you do your job?
No. No, the tower is a facade.
We must go under.
The true strength lies under the tower.
Okay. Outside of game for a second.
Yeah.
Reminder of where we are. Thavara, who's been trying to destroy all the towers in order to bring back Tiamat.
Oh, wait, hold up. Are we
still on that mission?
No, I'm confused. I thought we were trying to destroy the towers.
She's trying to destroy the towers to be able to bring back Tiamat.
I'm on the wrong side.
Am I not? I'm pretty much...
No, we're just stopping Thavara. But I don't think Zahaldra told us what Thavara's intent was. It was just to bring back her master.
Which was Tiamat, which is like the biggest demon ever. No, I'm pretty sure we were told that information.
No, we discovered Tiamat when we went through that first, the Children of Cronos puzzle. That's when we first discovered Tiamat.
Well, we've been chasing that cloaked figure, which turned out to be Thavara, from the very prison.
Yeah.
And she's the one that's trying to destroy all the towers. Now, what I can't remember for the life of me is whether or not she had long black hair and a side braid.
We never met her like that. She just had the hood. We don't even know her race. Except, sort of, now.
No, we do know her race, don't we not?
Is it outside of game?
Yeah, this is outside of game real quick.
Yeah, her race was fucking prevalent to us when she presented herself and when she gave you the journal in the basement.
That wasn't
her,
that was Faye.
No, we're talking about
Thavara.
I'm talking about Thavara.
Thavara was the one that we originally encountered in the dungeon.
Yeah,
and then we've been following her ever since.
And you even yelled at Zahaldro because he didn't even know what her race was. He just knew it was a woman. Not even that. He assumed it was.
This is correct. Okay. And I remember asking the question, how does an archmage not have any sort of information, and got a roundabout fucking answer.
I listened to that,
which is very very political from our great game master over here.
Okay. Back to in-game.
Okay, well.
Theric, I'm not sure what is going on, but I promise you that I am Orm.
No, no, I'm sorry. We don't need passports here. Just,
no, I don't.
What's your out of game?
I have my family sigil on my ring.
That, okay.
Which I do not know if he would know or not know it, but nonetheless, I tell him that. I feel that we are either both being bamboozled, or one of us is, and the other one isn't, and it's hard to tell either way at this moment. However, I am indeed Orm, and I fear that it is extremely prevalent for us to see the messages the rest of these people have for us immediately, before entering any doors, before going under any elevation or anything, just to be sure we know why you're all really here, because you're all here to help somebody who is not me. And was not the person you thought you were helping.
And was also given information by someone who we know isn't that.
You see, he puts his hand on top of the Warhammer's pommel, and he's like, I will not allow you to rifle through a sleeping person's items. There's no honor in that. When they awaken, they can deal their messages as is.
Understood. Where did Faye go?
After Cloak City.
She never came with us.
She sent you alone.
She teleported us.
And how did she find you in Cloak City?
She teleported you from where?
Cloak City.
Well, that's the other side of the continent.
Where were we teleported from?
I heard you say that today.
It's not on the other side of the continent. It's on the same side of the continent. It is far, though.
We're teleported from that town.
I want to say it's southeast of the Grove.
We're teleported to Fader's Grove.
From the Cove? From the Fader's Grove?
No, Cove City is southeast of the Grove, yes.
I'm trying to make myself known on this map. Okay.
Yeah.
You have no other information as to what you were supposed to do with this Orm, or what message you personally had for him? Her?
I don't have a message for Orm. I'm just here to offer my support, my assistance. I teleported into a field with the rest of them. They were not part of my group. It was just me and Mikra.
Does she have a message for me?
No.
I mean, the rest of the group does. Did you have an opportunity to speak to the rest of the group? Were they teleported here as well?
Yeah, teleported by Faye as well.
By Faye as well.
It's just we saw Asha maybe 2 days ago. 3, max.
Yeah. And that's impossible because they had their own Faye in a different place. Except our Faye came from the future. She had a book filled with information.
Bear with me here. I think we're in a world lost in time. Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense barely to me.
Wait, who are you saying that to?
Saying that to Orm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure.
That's the most Damien way I could phrase this.
Yeah.
Because it's just Damien and I.
And Theric.
All of a sudden, you hear just voice, Colson's voice permeate through your fucking skulls. Steven's
Gilmore. Yes, but I mean it more for Theric. I look to Gorin and ask if Gorin, do you know which Fae is the Fae we met?
He nods.
In the room. Is it ours or theirs? Is it the one we met, or the one they speak of?
Well, you two are the only ones that can actually understand him, so yeah. I can't say that loud.
Yeah.
But, la, 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 he's la, like, la. Oh, yours is the fae. Yours is your fae. His is his fae. Both fae exist.
Do we live in a time sick world?
No.
But only one fae is the real fae.
And which one was that, Gorin?
I haven't met the other fae to give you a...
Do you know this female Aurum he speaks of?
No. There's no female Aurum.
Theric.
Okay.
Will you be resting this evening?
Maybe. If Mikra awakens.
What are the chances of that?
Depends on your healer's healing.
I cure wounds with my last spell slot.
You hear from a distance that Kolsch is...
Kolsch is having a... Okay. Kolsch is having a... a stroke.
In his sleep.
But you're having a rest.
That's a, 4 plus 2, 6 points.
No, but you're getting your spell slot.
Yeah, I'm getting them all back. I hope this puts you to rest.
What ancestor do you follow? So I may give thanks to him. Or her.
I'm crying again.
Here we go.
I don't know any.
Sometimes when we cry.
Orin places a hand on Damien's shoulder. It doesn't say anything.
I leave it. This is something I wanted to speak with you with, but...
And who gives you your power?
I don't know anymore. Hopefully, Hephaestus, but this is something I'm coming to terms with.
You see him spit on the ground.
I really want to talk to you. Not now, but...
You betray your ancestors with...
I don't know my ancestors.
With these false gods.
Where do you gain your strength?
From my father and his father's father. And all the skills that were taught down to us.
Punctuated by a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a totem? Does it have... I found this wolf. Motion over the wolf pelt.
So you wear the wolf pelt mockingly?
I'm trying to understand it. It's the only thing. The only thing in the last... God knows how long. That feels right.
You see him take the skull off the pike. And he's like, is this your father? Is this how you treat him? It's a trophy?
No, it's some bitch ass I beat.
That's some bitch ass.
That, there's a bitch ass one out with it.
That is an enemy who tried to kill a friend.
What?
Then why do you carry him?
To show others what I will do to them. And I take this gold back and place it.
You see him pull out a small hand axe and he puts it at your foot. And he's like, if you've killed your enemy, you must kill him. You must not let him linger so that he can see all the follies that you have done afterwards.
Ooh, this motherfucker is deep.
You, I like him.
You carry him with you as a sign of glory, but all he does is infect your soul.
And ruin your die rolls.
Kolsch in his sleep in some way, fashion, or another.
It starts fist pumping.
No. He wants to influence. He wants to influence Damien. He wants to show Damien, his brother, that a dwarf calls a half orc a brother for the right reasons. So in whatever manner Kolsch is possible, Kolsch wants to influence Damien by helping Damien with a religion. With a history check on what he's not accustomed to, and the information he's being given by someone that is accustomed to it. If possible, the D&D realm.
Does his love for me give me advantage?
Yes. I mean, what are you trying to roll?
What are you
looking for advantage on?
I'll get in on this, like a history check, just to understand my teachers or half my people.
Sure, I'll let you make a history roll with advantage.
So deep.
But you roll both dice.
Oh. I roll both.
Yeah, he's asleep.
If I am asleep and he rolls a one, could I give him bounty for luck to reroll? Do that shit again.
No, we're here, baby. 14
on the die on the better roll.
14 plus 3,
17. From what you've seen of the orcs, you know that they are an ancestral society. They worship the spirits of earth. Especially with taking totems like the wolf and the bear that you desecrated earlier. So you can only imagine that their religion is based more on nature and everything that happens naturally than on gods and stories and superstitions.
And putting sigils on pikes.
What's disgraceful for you is honor for me, and that's all I have now.
He's like,
you can't do anything, you're asleep.
What is your calling, Damien? And you see that he kind of like, he kind of mispronounces your name. Like, he doesn't call you Damien, he calls you Damien.
Damien.
Damien. Damien, come and me one not see.
Is there any way Kos could roll like a religion check?
Orm is the only one awake right now, and he has his hand on his shoulder. He supports Damien and whatever. You're still supporting Damien and whatever he does, right?
I think that it's time for
to remove the hand.
Yeah. I at this point lift my hand up.
Okay.
Just to let him know that I think he should stop for a second, like. I remove my hand and kind of give Damien a look like, I think you're ahead, like you're biting off more than you can chew.
You see Goran flutter down onto your shoulder.
Oh,
the literal devil on your shoulder.
Literally, fucking panda.
Close to the walkabout again.
In this moment of lull that's happening between Damien and
just see him. He lands on your shoulder. And he just pats your head like with his little imp hand. He just pats you.
In this moment of all this shit that's happening, I look at Theric and I go, let me ask you something.
He flutters down onto the floor and he just walks over back to Orm.
Why would you take this mission, if you will, to locate Orm from Fae? What's in it for you? What are you gaining of this?
Before I let you answer, I could have sworn in my gut Orm was going to say, what would Kos do right now? That's exactly what this group needs. What would Kay do? So what am I about?
Fae promised us liberty from the warlord.
All of you whom are from different races and different classes.
My tribe.
Your specific tribe.
What is your tribe?
The bear tribe.
And she offered you freedom, liberty, for your entire tribe, for only you and Mirik?
Mikra,
to come and help on this mission?
You see, he kind of hefts the warhammer into one hand, and he's like, do you need a show of my strength?
No, not at all. I just find it odd. I just find it odd that she would promise an entire race something for the sacrifice of only two.
My life is nothing if it will save my people.
That's the
pounding of your heart.
Clearly.
As his people.
I understand your devotion to your people and your loyalty. My question is in phase. Did your entire tribe know of this arrangement?
Yes.
Or just you? Okay. Are you aware of the arrangement she's made with the other people who were here with you tonight?
No. They're peasants.
Meant no disrespect regarding your abilities. It's clear you were the only one still standing.
For a reason. The bear protects.
You called me false Aurum. Other than the fact that Faye told you that Aurum would be female, what made you believe that the last draw was the real Aurum?
I have difficulty believing anyone's stories anymore.
With reason.
Especially when you come highly decorated by a false orc.
You are right. I understand there is a disagreement between the two of you. Let me be clear with you. And you can take it, or you can leave it, because you have no reason to fully trust me yet. Except for the fact that one of our party members healed your mate. And one of our party members made sure that she would make it to sunrise.
Not fucking false. Orc healed her again.
And for that, you have my thanks.
And I hope that I have your ears. Question to you...
I haven't raised my warhammer against you because I asked for help and you gave it. So I respect your group for that.
And I would hope that you would understand that this other Aurum, this quote-unquote true Aurum, was the one who put you all in this predicament in the first place, which would mean that your Fae, whom I'll call Fake Fae, also made you a fake claim.
Fake ass Fae.
Fake ass Fae.
Fast.
Which would, at least to me, and I would assume to somebody of your caliber, would also realize that she set you up. For you would have never been in this location to meet such an Aurum and find yourselves in this predicament. But I'll leave that for you to ponder. And really ask yourself how you ended up here in the first place, meeting an Aurum that was clearly a shapeshifter and nearly almost killed your mate and the liberty of your people.
You see, he puts the warhammer down and he's like, "Let me ask you something, Aurum. Why then would this false Fae bring me here to kill me? Unless I pose some kind of threat to her."
I think we all do.
And if you pose some threat to her, then why, then, would you want to get on my bad side?
I'm not here to get on your bad side. I'm here, and I thought we showed that, to clearly try to figure out a way that we can work together against what seems to be an equal enemy. Both of us. If you have not noticed, my fellow brethren have slept here without a fear, without an inkling of aggression. They have healed. They came to your help when you so whispered it. So clearly, if we wanted to be on your bad side, we're horrible at doing it.
It has been noted.
That's ours.
I at this point make a note. I tell Gorin, since he will be awake, to advise the next watch of what has transpired, both within Torg's message and with what happened between Damien and myself and Tharik. So that he could advise the next watch, which I believe is Kolsch and Sailor Jerry.
Mm-hmm. So you see him kind of walk over next to Sailor Jerry.
So that he wakes up, he can...
This will be great.
I don't know if Damien has anything else. I look to Tharik and I just say... I hope that...
Remember that you're going to be awake.
I know I am. I'm gonna move away. I'm gonna move away. Nothing happened to me then. Also, a side question: nothing happened to me in my 4 hours of heavy meditation.
Nope.
Not even if I was touching that high elf while I was meditating.
Nothing called.
He wasn't touching nobody.
Son of a bitch.
The caution. Let's see if you didn't wake up.
No.
Damien's not done. I know that I have, for the most part.
Damien wants to have words.
Yes. I knew that, because he had said, I've been meaning to talk to you, so I look at Damien and I basically let him know that I'm going to give him his space while I am awake, so I'm aware if anything weird happens. I go and I go back to the high elf, and I just sit there again. And I do the same thing I did the last time. I take the journal out of my bag and I just hold it. Except that I tell Gorin to stay within a quick distance, close enough to Damien to assist if anything, but also close enough to Sailor Jerry for when he wakes up.
Okay. So you see Gorin kind of patrolling back and forth. Kind of mockingly to goose-stepping for a moment. Every so often he just goose-steps.
Colt rolls his eyes in his sleep.
It's funny because I imagined that he would do such a thing and I'm glad he did. Exactly how I imagined he'd do watch.
To answer your question there,
it was good though.
I'm in Paladin.
What road do you call? What guides you?
My brother. Literal or metaphorical, that means he.
What oath have you taken? And why?
Conquest.
And yet you conquer in the name of a false god. You truly have lost your orcish way. You should be conquering for your green skin. For the clans and the totems that lie besieged. The war with the kobolds and the goblins and the drow that you associate yourself with.
So what's happening against drow? Is that a
Out of game, the drow pretty much hate everyone because we think that we are superior to most people. And especially to any half anything, because then you can't even be a whole thing. Right, you're not even pure blood, so now that's just for me. I'm technically supposed to hate all of you.
The reason Hagnar, the city of the orcs, exists is because they broke away from their enslavement from the drow.
Okay.
To be fair, though, the drow enslaved everybody.
Yeah.
Right, that's what that was kind of trying to say.
Yeah, that wasn't drow.
I know nothing of my history, of my people. I know the sword and shield I awoke with. And I know the feeling of faith. And
how do you know it's not faith in your family name?
Because I don't even know it.
Does knowing your family name give you some credence?
It gives me an idea. You speak of fathers and their fathers and a bear. I don't know my mother, my father, or any animal. I know Hephaestus, I know Kolsch, I know Torg, Sailor Jerry, and Orym. And they are my family. And they are the path I will follow, and I will conquer for them.
Then why don't you? Instead of conquering for this false god.
Good night, Theric. Please rest. I feel you're going to need your strength. I walk away.
Okay.
In cold blood.
And at this point, now Sailor Jerry and Colt wake up.
Yeah.
I'm still awake, but in my own little world over there.
Damien goes back to sleep.
Hello, and Gorin has now informed.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't get scared with an imp looking at you.
Man, I was just does he talk?
Yeah. Once you wake up, he pats you on the head. And he's like,
did he say it in common? Or?
Yeah, in common.
So we're all on the same page?
Yeah.
He knows everything. This bitch.
He's just like, he pats you on the head as you wake up, and he's like, it's okay.
What happened last night?
Bit of drools on Jerry's face. Like, what? I had dreams of some ill ass shit fucking being said. And I just
You see him. You seem kind of like pat your cheek. He's like, it's okay, young prince.
Aww. He's kind of crushed.
Is Thor still awake?
Yeah.
Oh, really glad he is. Where is he at?
He's next to his mate.
I'm all cut up on all the conversation, right? Every word.
Oh shit! Did Gorin say everything about my shit?
No.
No, he was only there for our part.
He kept that to himself.
Oh, of course he did. So what does Kolsch know then?
Everything up to when I went to grab the journal.
Everything up until before Damien and him started talking to himself.
So I already know about I already know about Thor calling Damien false for not following the old gods.
Yeah, because I was done while I was there.
Yeah, okay. So you know that. Yeah.
It's all I needed to know. That's all Kolsch needed to know.
So we're running it. What's the orc's name?
Theric.
Yeah, and you see as you kind of get up, like, Goran starts climbing up your body, and he perches himself, like, right, like, almost like a little kid on your shoulder.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, isn't he the same size as me?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I stagger over with this guy.
No, he's light. He's really light.
He's light. Okay. Kolsch looks at you and Goran says, you two can stay right there, Jerry. If you will.
You can choose to not.
Yeah.
100%.
I trust you. I got some questions for him. You do what you need to do, but I need to ask him some stuff.
I'll make sure he has time for you.
All right, fair enough.
I look over at the Tharic, and I first ask, how is she doing?
She will live.
Are her wounds as bad as yours when they were treated?
No.
So there's no taint?
No, I made sure of that.
Taint.
Kolsch sets down his warhammer, his shield always with him, walks up the Tharic. I need Game Master to show me where he's at on the map currently.
He is the die of six next to...
He's actually there as a map. This was set up...
He's with whatever his mate is.
So he'll be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so put him next to him.
So he'll be here?
Yeah.
So Kolsch leaves his warhammer. Everyone's...
I'm awake.
Sure.
Next to the...
More like that.
Yeah, just put the green gemstone a little bit closer to me. Because I'm hovering, basically.
Kolsch walks up to him. And dead-eyes him. He tells me, Common, I know a barbarian when I see one. And shoves a flagon into his chest and pushes and starts insinuating that the conversation needs to move this way. Away from him, and as he does that, he goes, I saved her. You couldn't. You owe me words.
He's like, I would kill someone else if they had talked to me like that.
Good thing I talked to you that way. And Kolsch moves the conversation. Still an earshot. But so there's there's an understanding that this is a conversation.
It's a safety talk.
Yeah.
Sure.
Safety meeting.
OSHA.
I wake up and do my best impression of Sailor Jerry.
Cool.
I only imagine that Goran is like, woo.
He's like kicking you, like to get you to move forward. Kind of like spurring you on.
Kolsch looks at Thor and says,
See, when you don't move forward, he becomes invisible, and you just feel him come off of you.
Ah.
Oh, so he wants to know what's going on.
He can do that.
I whistle. I whistle a point.
And you just hear just the softest whisper, bitch, nigga.
For prosperity, could you repeat exactly what Goran told Sailor Jerry?
Bitch, nigga.
I telepathically...
Can I sense where he's at?
It's rough.
I telepathically tell Goran, good job.
I was thinking a very, mediocre guess. The most minimal role that doesn't take anything away from me. The most basic, straight role, like, guess where he's at. Just to fuck with him. I'm not going to do anything to Goran. I just want to guess. Like, a straight shot in the dark.
He's not flying, so he's somewhere on the ground.
But I want to roll because I want to do something. I want to do something that needs my game master's consent. But I need to roll to understand how close it is and how far away I am from it.
There's a big
distance. Because regardless, it's going to happen. But I just want.
There's a good distance between you and Sailor Jerry. So whatever you want to do, you can do towards Sailor Jerry, and that'll count as affecting him in some way, shape, or form.
Will it?
Yeah, because he's making his way towards you. Just, you know, he might be zigzagging.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm at advantage or disadvantage here. I just want to scare him to the point where I hear Sailor Jerry's whistle, and I know what's happening. So I want to do, Kolsch literally wants to do...
Wait, you whistled in letting him know that Gorm was on his way?
Yeah, Gorm disappeared and I went, just to get his attention. Yeah. That, like...
So I understand that, like, he's no longer there. So Kolsch is not trying to harm Gorm at all, but he wants to let Gorm know that...
Back the fuck up.
You're on fucking, you know, you're on tilt, but I haven't, I need to roll to...
Roll
see how much it scares him, how much it doesn't scare him.
Yeah, make an intimidation with disadvantage.
Intimidation with disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm not pushing any of this. Just you can't. Two straight die rolls.
Yeah, it's difficult to target anyone when they're invisible, so it's like.
Okay. It's just 13 on the die. Straight.
Let's see what happens.
13.
Okay. I'll take the 13 straight.
Yeah. Straight.
Is it enough?
No. You hear, like a very, kind of like a, and then you hear some shuffling going around, like giving a wide berth. Like he was making his way towards you, and now he's going around the long way.
I want to make it go even longer. So in this intimidation factor, as I catch that sound, I legitimately Dirty Harry him with a guiding bolt. Just charged in my fingertips, but not casted, to let him know I'm aware of his presence, even more so.
Sure.
Okay. Like, this ain't your space, homie. I respect you, but you need to be far away from this conversation, because I don't like you. Respect you because who you are a part of, but I don't have to like you because of who you're a part of.
Sure.
All right. Anyway.
Wait, real quick. Why are you having that conversation? I want to look at Kira and see if anything about just looking at her brings any other memories back.
You remember growing up with her.
Wow, okay.
In Moses.
In where?
Moses. You're the brethren of Moses.
Hey!
Ooh!
There's actually, you guys are the brethren
yes.
of Moses.
Yes, we are. And you remember her from where?
So there would happen to be a city called Moses.
Moses.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the conversation with Tharic.
My brother.
Kolsch sits and tells him to drink.
Takes a sip.
Kolsch asks for his flagon.
Gives it back to you.
Takes another sip. Hands it back to him. Sip. Or sit.
He sits.
Never play a drinking game with a dwarf. Always lose, ladies and gentlemen. So I know all about how they were supposed to meet another Orm that they didn't come across. That was a blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Yeah, you know all of that.
Okay. Kolsch deadpans Tharic. This is the favorite word of the evening. Tells him, she will wake in tomorrow. You need to breathe. Bear.
Does he sit?
He sits there and he's like, I respect your people, dwarf. You used to believe in the ancestors like we do.
We still do. We just broaden our horizons. For my father was that of one of yours, but I took along my mother's path.
Padded chains are still chains.
Chains are only what you make them. There are no chains
says.
On me.
Cool.
That's right, you're awake, so you're like,
oh, damn, that's some deep shit.
That's some deep shit.
And if by chains, you mean the same chains that saved your kin from a falseness, from a lie, just merely a sunrise ago, then you need a better understanding of the world, half-orc barbarian. Or do you want everybody else to refer you as inferior because your blood is tainted, as they do my brother, who's sleeping behind us?
He's like, I've proven myself in war and on the field. No man or orc dare call me inferior.
But a dwarf may, and even we don't. Words, names, titles, they all mean nothing. Sure, there may be bounty, there may be land, there may be women, there may be drink, but your name, that you hold dear, no one cares about what you had. They only care about what you do. My name has no weight. My actions carry weight. And the weight and the actions, as you treat your own, are how people are going to remember you, are how your people are going to remember you. Old gods, new gods, we pray to them for what they offer us, because it very much is a two-way street. Sometimes we get answers, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we get answers from the gods we don't want. Just remember that it was a dwarf that saved you and yours, and that that fake Orm you speak of, he has all my trust. Kolsch leaves the flagon at his feet, bids him a good eve, and goes back to the camp.
You hear a sip of the flagon having. And then you see him follow you back in.
So you're finished, right? Alright, I get up and
unless you tag me in, I'm done speaking to him.
Yeah.
Sit down next to him.
But he puts the flagon back over by you. He's like, so that you will know this for the rest of your days, dwarf.
Longer than yours, half-orc.
My name is Tharik, son of Gorthik, son of Ragvik, son of Thorvald, first free orc of Hagnar, and the first to follow the warlord to freedom. We broke our chains. I will never be chained again. And the bear provides me my freedom.
Kolsch grins. Kolsch looks up.
If that's true, what the fuck you be doing?
Takes a deep drink of his flagon and points to his betrothed. And then Kolsch points to his brother and tells Tharik there are only free orcs here. The last thing Kolsch says.
That we can agree on.
When he says, and we are always free, what he just said, right?
Yeah.
I look up like I want to say something, like one of those, like, never mind.
Like, never mind.
You just said that
actually,
liberty was what you were chasing, but now you say you already had it. So I say that, and I look for Gorin to see if I can sense if he has come.
You just want to sass with him? Is that what it is?
No, I just... part of me was like, you're contradicting yourself, sir. Like, is really what I want to say.
Yeah, because he just said, we just broke our chains. I said, well, there are only free orcs here, regardless of what your history was. And then he said something silly.
Yeah, so
then
I
hit him,
and
it was what it was.
So I'm just like, I just lift my finger, and I'm like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Whatever. Continue. And I tried to see if
Once Sailor Jerry engages him, like, Gorin appears right next to Sailor Jerry.
Boom, like there.
Yeah. Where's Sailor at? Right here?
Yeah, I'm right next to him now. I sit next to him a couple seconds. Listen to whatever fire we have going. I go, it's a hell of a night, huh? People yelling at each other. All this talk of freedom and all this shit. I just want to know what I'm doing here. Do you remember where you're from?
Yes, I was born in Hagnar, the free city of the orcs.
So I'm gonna clue you in on a little something.
What is this?
Take a deep drink out of it.
Oh my god, that smells like it's gonna punch me in my fucking liver.
Oh, is that what I think it is?
It's the peanut butter.
Oh, so good.
It's the fresh one, so it's even more peanut butter than the one before.
Delicious.
Oh, please. I have diabetes again.
It's so fucking good. Let me clue you in on a little something that you might not know. I don't remember anything past waking up in a jail cell.
Get that peanut butter.
Fuck, it's so good. What was that again? The reboot Vitus?
The reboot Vitus, the base.
Fuck.
Vitus.
It's so fucking
Vitus.
Good. No, I don't remember
it's
anything.
It's vital to my liver.
Beyond waking up in a jail cell a short time ago. I don't remember what my parents look like. I don't remember. Apparently, I have a brother who might be dead. He might be alive. I don't know. So we're going through a lot.
So I hope that you kind of take that into consideration just when you realize how tense everybody is.
You see him put his hand on your head. Kind of like he just pats you. I appreciate your honesty, gnome. I had no idea. I am sorry for your loss.
Maybe you might be able to help me with one thing. We'll find out about it in a little bit more time, but do you know anything about the woman named Kira? So when you guys were put together by Faye was her name, right?
Faye, yes.
She brought you guys together and you guys just met up according to a mission, or like how did you guys end up here?
She approached my mate and I in Cove City. We were looking for work. She told us of a group that would come to need help with traps. So we offered our services.
You ever heard of a ship called the Lady's Blessing?
No.
Okay. Probably something more for Kira in the morning. I just sit next to him. What do you want from all of this?
I want to free my clan from my warlord's grasp.
So you were able to get out, and now you want to save them too?
We traded one pair of chains for another.
Close coughs at this point. From what Tharg just said.
Well.
And looks up at him. You traded chains for a bear, for yours, for a warlord doesn't understand what yours is.
The bear has been with us from the beginning, young dwarf.
Is the bear, like, metaphysical? I don't understand.
No.
Kosh laughs. Young would be kind. Bears have been both with the dwarves and with the orcs since the start of time. For that hammer you carry, my father and his father before him have carried similar hammers. What you speak of, you know not. But we will help you rid your clan of that warlord if you are here to understand that any orc, any half-orc, any drow, any dwarf, any human, any gnome, any creature you can think of, be right by us, we be right by them. There are no chains in this circle. No one bows to anyone. But our faiths and our truths are only ours.
Jerry whispers under his breath.
Cool.
I can hear all of this that's happening now at this
yep.
point, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're in the circle. The only reason I spoke up is because of...
Well, I just find it funny that he would
foot
say
and
such
mouth
a thing.
Syndrome.
I feel like Faye may have just traded him another pair of chains for the chains he's trying to leave. And I say that to him.
I
just look up from my journal. I'm like, beware trading of chains for chains yet again under the falseness of liberty. And I go right back to what I was doing.
I know you have your doubts about the authenticity of Aurum, but I can tell you the things that we have seen in the short time since we regained consciousness in those cells tells me that this drow says that he's Aurum.
I need a DM card.
Oh.
I need a DM card real quick.
Okay.
Before my inspires.
Okay. I'll keep up. Go
for it. There's still time, I believe.
That I believe him after what we've seen and what we've been shown. While I don't really have a clue what's going on, I definitely think that you were led here under, if not false pretenses, then under altered pretenses.
You hear a female voice at this moment go, "Oh no, my friend. They were led here under false pretenses, to be sure." And as that happens, you see tendrils of black energy come up out of the ground, wrap themselves over all the sleeping bodies, and just pull them under the tower.
But we were to the side of the tower.
Yeah. So the four messengers and the two orcs, you see them just suddenly, and you see Tharic just fighting. Yeah.
Wait, Dar was awake.
I know. Mikra and Tharic are both also, and you see Tharic fighting the tentacles. Like, he's pulling, and he's reaching for his hammer, and you see they kind of, like, he collapses under the strain on his leg, and then he's brought down.
No, wait, I want to react and grab a tendril.
You can try, yeah.
No, fuck that noise.
Yeah.
So where are the tendrils hitting from? I mean, and actually, DM.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a movement of my move, so I want you to place this how you would want us, because this is going to make a difference.
Well, you guys are there as is.
So. As is, okay. Yeah. So I get movement. So who's grabbing? So who's being grabbed?
Wait, where's Gorin?
Gorin is invisible right now.
Aww.
Okay, what up, Torg? He's sleeping.
Are they counted as one of the sleeping bodies pulled underneath?
No. Again.
Just the messengers.
Just the messengers.
And all
and
we
the
hear
orcs.
Is that disembodied voice.
Yep.
The two orcs.
And it's not familiar to any of us. That voice doesn't sound like the Fae we spoke to.
It's familiar to you.
So
to
if me. I want, so it's everybody here, right?
Yep.
If I want to push my way to here, what does that cost me?
Well, you can't sit in between all the
squares. I'm not trying to sit. I'm trying to push my way there. I want to push my way into essentially this square here. From this square here, so I would push this person out.
You could try. It's going to make a athletic roll.
So, I'm sorry. Just to repeat from my notes, the voice said what? Yes, false pretense. Not only false... Not just under false pretenses, but what?
It's not that it would seem that you were brought here under false pretenses, but that you were in fact brought under false pretenses.
That's a what on the die?
I can't
read. 13
on the die.
13 plus
1,
14.
You push them, but you see that the tentacles are still wrapped around them.
Free action for me to cast Word of Radiance.
No, actually, your action was to push them out of the square.
So it would cost. No, that's my move.
No, your movement was to move into the square.
But that's why it took half movement them. Or all my movement to get there.
With the action economy, it would cost you your action to actually move them out of the square.
That's so then I would stay here and not move.
Okay.
Colch gave his fucking word. Close moves here.
Okay.
And then I can do Word of Radiance within 5 feet. The range is 5 feet that I can see. Five. Who else is asleep?
It's the four messengers, but they're not doing anything. Also Damien and Tor, but they're not doing anything to them.
So I can move there.
It's literally just grabbing the messengers.
But it is touching the orcs. It's not touching anybody in the party but the orcs?
Correct.
And the messengers.
And the messengers that we have yet to receive
basically
said messengers.
All NPCs.
From.
Yeah.
Right, and all these are being dragged underneath this elevation?
Underneath, like down, just down.
Just
being
down.
Dragged, yeah.
Yeah.
I want Word of Radiance, the tank that's grabbing onto the two orcs.
Okay.
I gave him my word. I told Tharic that in this group, you're
roll
you
your damage.
People that'll fight for you.
Roll your damage.
Couldn't I also, as an instant, do Scorching Ray to hit all the three tentacles that are grabbing three of the people?
Can we attack? Yeah. Can we attack the tentacles?
You can, sure.
Without hitting the people.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna do the same thing.
Four.
4 points of damage. All right. You see that you.
4 points of radiant. Yeah.
You burn some of the tentacle away, but it doesn't look like it's necrotic in any way, shape, or form. It just looks like it's shadowy. So the damage doesn't seem to do a lot of it. And you see that it at this point it's already pulled Mikra
under. Wait, necrotic?
Yeah, like it's not undead energy.
But no. Radiant doesn't just work on undead.
I know. I'm just letting you know.
He's letting us know that it's not.
It's not doing a lot of damage. It's just doing its damage. So like where it would be more powerful against an undead character or creature.
No, radiant damage is double damage on undead and fiend and demon.
I know.
He's trying to tell you it's not those things.
None of that.
Right. But he's trying to tell you that it's going on in the world.
I have to ask the mundane questions because.
Yeah.
Because.
So. But you see that Mikra is completely pulled under.
Who?
Mikra. The mate that you tried to save.
And you see that he's down to his waist, and he just keeps reaching for his hammer.
I'm trying to save his ass.
Okay.
I'm going to fire firebolts. As an 8 plus a 3, 5. So that's
how far away is his hammer?
That'll hit.
Alright.
So it was where you were standing.
I give him mine.
Okay.
Is this a great, is this a regular warhammer?
Yeah, it's a regular
fantastic
warhammer.
I give him mine.
Okay.
That is a 3.
Okay, you see the fire burn some of it, but he takes the hammer, and right as the ground is about to suffocate, something fell.
It's the phone that was on it.
Okay. Right as the ground is about to suffocate him, he's like, I will give this back to you, and you just see him.
I'll meet you there.
Engulfed.
Oh, fucking yes. Evil Dead style, motherfucker.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
Do I roll one for each 3?
No, you hit all of them.
I hit all of them.
Yeah, okay, just roll damage for all of them.
So 6.
Because you're hitting 3 different tentacles, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a spell?
Yeah.
Or is, no,
yeah.
No.
She gets him back on a short rest.
Oh. Well,
yes, I do. This is the second.
Outside of gaming, next time, my opinion, don't burn it, because this is we're not getting an encounter right now.
Right. But
I know
my character really wants to for a specific reason.
I know.
So.
See, there we go. Good reason.
So,
shut the fuck up or we're gonna die.
So yeah, I got gotcha.
You. Shut the fuck up.
Yep. 3, 2, and 2.
So 3, 2, and 2 is 7?
Yeah.
So the one on, and I'll say that 7 goes across the board.
Okay.
The one on Karelk. Or Theon, rather. You see it burns some of the tentacle away, and then 2 more tentacles come up and just start pulling under him. And all the tentacles that you manage to burn away, you see more. And you just hear the female voice, No, Orym. There'll be time for that soon enough.
I'm the only one that hears this.
No, all of you hear it.
Oh, all of us hear it.
Even the ones that are asleep? Everyone hears it.
What does Gorin do when that voice speaks?
You see him look, like he appears and he's just looking for her.
Oh, so he doesn't even know where it's coming from.
No.
Okay, cool, little buddy. All right.
But you see that he's pointing towards the middle doors.
Yeah, like that's where we need to be going.
And then as all of them are pulled under the ground, we will pick up on the next session.
Hey guys, it's Kolsch. Thanks for joining in for another episode of Brothers and Dragons. Make sure to follow us on the social medias.
Guys, if you want to hear more of our bullshit, special bullshit, bullshit for only a certain amount of ears, make sure you check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thetalkinggeek.